Hello and welcome to Good Sex, Bad Sex, a podcast from metro.co.uk.
It's a bit like a bad date, but we'll always give you a happy ending.
Oh. I'm not laughing at that because I think that belittles sperm. My name is...
Oh, we don't want the little sperm, do we? Not them little fellas.
Little buggers. My name is Bibi Lynch.
And I'm Miranda Kane.
And we're talking to... Do you know what I love about you?
Oh, God, yeah.
The only thing I like
the
about you.
The only thing you vaguely like.
You're quite honest. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know where this is going.
No, you're honest. You're an honest lady.
Good.
I like that about you. What I like about dating apps, not honest, except now.
Oh, what a link.
Thank you, mate. Welcome to Good Sex, Bad Sex, Natasha Brief, or UK Brand Marketing Director of Badoo.
Hello. It sounds serious, doesn't it?
Bit of Erica there.
Bit of Erica.
Erica Badu.
Erica Badu.
Yeah.
Who's Erica Badu? Oh, don't go on. No, I've started.
This
no.
is started so badly. Now. Hey, Natasha, can I just say something? Last week, Miranda and I hadn't seen each other for a while. The sexual tension will be a little bit awkward.
Feel it.
No, I know. It will get uncomfortable at one stage. But you were so professional last week.
Thank you.
It was a surprise.
I know. I had a couple of lovely introductions. I did a nice little segue.
Oh, man, that segue.
Yeah, it was.
Don't do it again.
Okay. I'll do it at the end.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant. Oh, God.
I'll leave it to the end.
Do it. Natasha, Badu is the honest dating app.
Yes.
Can there be such a thing?
There is such a thing. I'll give a bit of an intro. So Badu started in 2006 and since then has grown to become one of the world's largest dating apps. Mm-hmm. We're now in 190 countries and we're in 50 languages.
Are there 190 countries?
Yeah,
Name
there
it.
Are. Yeah.
So you're huge.
So we're huge, but you know, at the start of last year, we decided to listen to our community. We spoke to our users. We spent a lot of time with them and we really wanted to understand who they are, what they're about, what makes them tick. And we learned that these people have really real lives, all sorts of backgrounds. They've been through all sorts of experiences. But one of the things that really came out of talking to our users is they were just really honest and real about who they are. And I think we also looked at what was happening in the world. You know, we're constantly being told that we're not thin enough, we're not glamorous enough. And we were like, actually, we want to
speak for yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
No one's ever.
That red dress is very glamorous. And we wanted to make sure we were a platform where people could be the most honest versions of themselves. And so now we're really, really encouraging that in the app. And we do that in all sorts of ways. So for example, you have to sign an honesty pledge when you are on the app saying that you're going to be, you know, very honest. Mm-hmm. And in everything that we do, from campaigns, we use real people. We reflect on people's dating stories. So it's all about really championing honesty in the app and through our marketing.
I love the fact that you use real people on your marketing because what I don't think that a lot of people out there realize is the amount of stock images that are used when it comes to online dating sites. Mm. Like it's all these lovely couples all having a laugh and they're all beautiful. And it's like, that's not real. That's from Shutterstock.
They ain't out there.
They ain't out there.
And this is all part of that growing image economy, which is fueling self-doubt. And I think, lots of people are really, it's making people feel down. And what we're trying to say is actually, you know, you as you are is the best version of you. And we don't need to have these filters and all these sorts of, things that are trying to make us something that we're not, basically.
Yeah. That kind of goes against the kind of attitude around other dating apps, not from the apps, but the people that use them. You know, the men holding the fish, they don't go fishing every week. You know, I'm 5'11".
Yeah.
Well, I'm nearly 5'2" and I appear to be towering. You know, it's like, you know, so there seems to be, I would say dating online or dating just in 2020 appears to be all about the dishonesty.
Mm. So I think, you know, obviously it's good to have your pictures of yourself on your dating profile just so you can show who you are and what you look like. But what we've tried to do is try to encourage people to fill out their profiles in a way that authentically represents them. So we've just launched a new product feature called Interests. So now you're able to sort of wear your interests as a badge of honor on your profile. So you're going to more likely going to make authentic connections with people. So if you love Game of Thrones or you're into climate change, you're going to be able to find other people who are in have those interests too. So you're more likely going to have authentic connections. So these are just things that we're trying to do.
Yeah. It's a real leap of faith though, isn't it? With the punters that they're going to, you know, do you make them sign the pledge in blood? That's what you should do.
That's a good idea.
That's a really
maybe
good
for
idea.
Halloween we can do that.
Do that. I have such an issue with the apps because I just think there's such a cruelty that's been, not with your app, with apps, you know, with dating online, yeah. In that they're just, that sweet shop mentality seems to have created such yes. cruelty. And we're all hardwired to want love and to want a romantic connection. Mm-hmm. I told you, I'm going to tell you a story, right? This is so shocking. So a friend of a friend met some bloke online, really liked him. They really kind of got on. She was like, this is going to be brilliant.
Friend of a friend.
Mm. No, really. I would say. Me, because I would have tracked him down. And she was so psyched about meeting this man, got ready and stood outside the venue they were going to meet. They planned to meet, and she was like, you know, dressed up and everything. And then a car turns up and it slows down, and it doesn't stop, but it slows down enough. And then he winds down the window and he shouts out the window, "You wear too much fucking makeup," and drove off.
No.
Now, this is someone she's made a connection with. I mean, it's just that level of punching, oh, but also just being the cruelty around it. Like, so you've got anti-ghosting set up, you've got anti-catfishing, so you're trying to address that attitude of just people mean nothing.
That disposable.
Yeah, disposable. And
I, you know, for all dating apps, the challenge that we all have is that your users will define your experience. Mm. However, when there are these incidents where some people in our communities let us down, but there are literally thousands and millions of people who are matching and finding love. So, you know, yes, there are these incidents that are happening. But as a brand, all that we can do is try really hard within our product, within our marketing, to try and encourage people to be as honest about themselves and with each other.
When you were doing your customer research, was there a disparity between what the women were saying and what the men were saying? Because, like, to my mind, I would think that there were a lot of women out there that were saying that it was the men that are being, because there's such a thing in what we see on TV and media where you have older men going out with younger women. I think there's a real disparity there between the sexes. So I would think that it would be a lot of women saying, oh, I get loads of men getting really angry with me because I won't reply to texts or anything. Mm. But I don't know what.
But are women doing it too?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I think.
Or do they both have the same?
Both males and females have challenges when it comes to online dating or dating in general. Last year, we did a huge mental health campaign. As a brand, we recognize that online dating can cause mental health issues. Maybe you've been ghosted or someone's catfished you or, you know, someone's, you know, been mean to you in message. But what we decided to do is survey these people, find out what the most prevalent issues were. And what we realized is it's prevalent for both, you know, men and women. And we've worked with psychologists and experts, and we've now been doing education within the app to try and get people to overcome these issues that they have.
Brilliant, you're doing that. Are you the first app to do that?
I think so. I don't know. I think
it was one in three, wasn't it? One in three people have a negative mental health effect.
Yeah, I think as a brand, and I think this is in any industry, you need to recognize that there may be issues, you know, whether you're a drinking brand or a fashion brand that's trying to be sustainable. Every industry has challenges. And I think as a brand, if you own up to those challenges and try and overcome them with your, you know, with your audience, with your community, then that's the best way of going about it.
Does it have that, because a lot of apps, a lot of dating sites now have gone onto the app and they do the swipey, the Tinder swipes. Wow. Does your app have that one, or is it more, you've got to get more involved?
So there are many different ways that you can connect with people on Badoo, which differentiates us from other apps. So yes, there is what we call the encounters feature where you can swipe through people, but there's also other ways, for example, people nearby. So you can easily see who is in your area and you can message them and, you know, start connecting with them. And there's also video chat. So this is a great feature if you actually just want to, you know, see and speak to someone, understand what they sound like, that they're the person that they say they are, and you can actually have a great conversation with someone before you go and meet them. So you can feel a lot more comfortable about who you're meeting. Yeah. So, yeah.
I like that because I have gone on a date with someone, made me laugh so much on WhatsApp when I turned up. He talked like that, hello. No offense to anyone who talks like that, but he was a bit great in after an hour. But
he sounds nice.
I think he sounds lovely. I just couldn't understand it. It made me want to go down the yellow brick road after half an hour. So,
Oh my God.
Everyone is shaking their head at me.
That is so funny. There is something though, isn't there, about tone of voice? That's all you had to say.
I'm sorry.
That's all you had to say. Tone of voice.
Sorry.
It's something about tone of voice or
totally.
Just smell.
Yeah.
Pheromones, whatever it is. Isn't it? Yeah. I know you won't get that over video.
Maybe we'll get that in the app.
Get that on the app.
The smelling. You know, you can, you know, smell people before you
love
chat
this.
To them.
Oh my God. A little, like, little gust of Izzy Miyake comes out of the screen.
Oh, that's interesting you say that.
Oh, is that your favorite?
No, but someone I know wears that. How interesting. Said too much. So I love that you're doing that because I think it's so important because it can be tricky as, but like you say, people do find love. Where are dating apps going? What's the next move for them?
I mean, this industry is actually really quite new in the scheme of things. Dating apps sort of started in the early noughties. And
do you feel comfortable saying that? Early noughties?
Well, it's a bit naughty, isn't it?
Early naughties.
Then what can we say?
Exactly.
And this is really just the beginning. I mean, as the global population is now starting to own phones, people are wanting to feel more connected. The industry is really, really growing. All over the world,
So what's interesting is you know, an industry starts utilizing all this new technology, and that's all brilliant. You can never count for human nature. And then what you've done is you've kind of seen the human nature and kind of gone, okay, well, count for that. But I wonder if human nature changes. I wonder if people will become less cruel and kinder within it anyway.
I hope so. I think we're in a phase of where all the sorts of technology is quite new. And I think we're just figuring out how to behave. And I think there's a lot of work being done now on social media about how can we stop the trolling? How can we be nicer to each other? And I think everyone's trying to stamp down on it. And I think things hopefully will only get better across all technology platforms.
I'm quite interested to see how it would turn out because I feel like I've tried loads of dating sites.
Yeah.
From ones like Match.com where you fill out a whole personality profile and you still get matched with complete bell ends to paying for like Guardian soulmates where you think, oh, well, if I'm paying 30 quid a month and they're paying 30
Don't
quid a
talk
month,
to me about
but they're, oh my God, but they still turn out to be total bell ends. So I'm really interested in how being honest and, you know, the kind of people that it will attract. Do you think it will attract people who will say, yes, I want to be honest and I want my partner to be honest rather than, oh, they're going to be honest with me. So I'll,
because you feel like that would lead to purer and stronger relationships, don't you? If you're both saying
totally. Like we've had a really good reaction since we launched our mission around dating honestly. I think people are really responding to the campaigns that we've been putting out. Like for example, we've just launched a new online YouTube series where I did a call out last year to all our users and I said, send me all your dating stories, the good, the bad, the embarrassing. And we got hundreds of responses and they were just like absolute gold dust stories. Like they were just genius. And we picked like the top four. Some of them are disasters. Some of them have worked out well. And we've recreated it into a four episode series where we've got some of our some of our most popular celebrities to reenact these stories. So, for example, this episode we had Jack Fowler and Wes Nelson from Love Island reenacting this very funny restaurant scene. And so it was a bit of a dating disaster, but it's funny. And we're saying, look, dating isn't perfect. You're not always going to find the love of your life, but hey, like, it's a journey. It's fun. It's an experience. So I think by us showcasing content that is real, and we're not trying to gloss over everything, saying that everything's perfect. And I think people are really, we've had really great responses to that.
I think another issue is if people don't change, what you have to then do is change your attitude to it, your expectation. Because I've always gone into things thinking, oh my God, he's really funny. Oh my God, literally turning up in the white veil, just getting really and then being so disappointed and, I'll never get that lip gloss back.
Yeah. You've got stories to tell afterwards. Well,
we've got a podcast. Yeah. It'd be nice to have a happy, no disrespect, but
we need
be
any
nice
more
to
content
have a relationship.
For YouTube. Channel. We've got that.
But do you know what I mean? I wonder if people's expectations will drop a little bit, which is a bit sad, but may just be more realistic.
I think it's expectations that need to drop, not standards.
Yeah.
I think there's two different things. Do you know what I mean? And I think the two are very closely correlated, especially when it comes to this disposable dating culture, because people set their standards. They see all these women going, here's who you've matched with. And it's all these gorgeous.
But that's because a lot of marketing has been like that. A lot of the marketing is you're going to find the love of your life. Look at this happy couple and how people are defining success. So, success to some people is finding marriage and the love of your life, but success to other people is actually going on a fun date, learning about who you are as a person and what you want from life. So I think by us creating campaigns where it's not about finding the one and that end game, it's about the experience and the people you're meeting is going to help set expectations around your experience.
Oh, that's where did you meet Joe Pasquale?
I think that was a Tinder date or OK Cupid or something. It was one of the rubbish ones. But yeah, it didn't go very well.
I had a date once and I can't remember. Arranged to meet this bloke. And he said, I'm in Tufnell Park. And I said, actually, I'm there tonight. And he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm at such and such pub. And then and I started meeting a friend. He said, but join us later. And he went, OK, I'm there. In the way that you go, oh, yeah, right, I'm there. And I went, yeah, great. He went, no, I'm there. I went, oh, and it really freaked me out. Oh. And I was going, where are you? And he wasn't.
Oh.
Like, really fucking with me.
No.
How weird's that?
That's weird. Yeah. That's not nice.
I married him.
We say no to that.
How can we get love? How can we find love?
Yeah. If we join, will you put us at the top, please?
I'll put you at the very top. Do you want to feature in one of our campaigns?
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Straight away.
Yes.
What would you like us to do? We ain't had much luck. It's been 2 years. We haven't had anything.
We'll set you up on some dates. How about that?
Yes.
Would you like that?
Yes, please.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Because we are delightful.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We are so gorgeous.
Yeah.
No, I know. Why did you say it like that?
You are.
We are.
Dating, though.
Oh, I don't mind it. I'm all excited now. I'm like, right, can we finish the interview because we're going to go and fuck off
and exfoliate. Do you know what I like about Badu as well? That you're not scared of the vowels. Dating apps just drop the vowels.
What do you mean?
You've got three whole vowels in your name. That is good.
Good vowel work. As a writer,
does it stand for anything?
It doesn't really.
Oh.
Badu. I don't think it does.
Badu.
Badu. I'm trying to think.
Badu.
Because.
Badu you. I always say that.
Brilliant. Brilliant advice. Dates. Oh, overture.
Look at that brain.
You miss.
Oeuvre.
You should be in marketing.
There we go.
She should be in something.
This is going great. I'm going to get a date, a new job. Brilliant.
So where do we find out more about you and Badu?
So you can download the app in the App Store or on Google Play.
Is it free?
Nice. Just upload a couple of pictures and fill in some of the details about you. Then also follow us on YouTube and on Instagram because we've got some really exciting content and it would be great.
And you check that people can... you confirm that people are who they say they are?
Yeah, we have a verification tool. So we have a community ops team who will verify you, that you upload your photo. And therefore, whenever you're on the app and you see someone with a blue tick, you know that they've been verified.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nicer way to know that they're serious about this rather than, you know, like... trusting them.
What's your the content you're talking about, the YouTube content and all these dating stories that people got in touch with? Tell us your horror dating story from all of these stories that you were told and your joyful one. The one that will make us go fucking hell and the one that makes us go fucking hell.
So what's my... Okay, so I think my favourite one is Vegan Condom, the episode that's coming out this weekend. And so... this brilliant girl meets this guy, they go on a date, and things are going really, really well. She brings him back to her flat and he spots her DVD box set and he is like, oh my God, you love the same DVDs as me. And they are like, oh my God, and they're like really bonding over it. And they, you know, they jump on the bed, things are about to get really hot and steamy. And the guy's like, I don't have a condom. She's like, don't worry, I've got one. Like, you know, pull something out of her drawer. And it says it's a vegan condom. And this guy just flips out. And he's like, but you don't even look like a vegan. Look at your profile. Where does it say you're a vegan? You don't dress like a vegan. And he just freaks out. And I think it's really funny.
You're
vegan. And I just think nowadays there's like just so, obviously veganism is a great thing, but there's like a lot of a narrative that's going on around it. And I think this episode just like really leans into that. And I thought that, yeah, it was really fun. And in the end, how the scene ends is they flash back to the beginning of the date where they were like chomping down on hot dogs. And she was like, how can I have been a vegan? We went to a hot dog stand on our date. So there's, it visually looks great. So
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe he was just gutted because it meant she didn't swallow.
Wow, Miranda, last week you were great, this week.
I'll awful, get my coat.
Nasty Miranda. And what's your favourite story?
What is my favourite story? I think... the mum walks in one is quite cute.
Oh,
so,
doesn't sound cute.
Yeah, so it's about two girls. One girl's at home, she still lives with her parents, and she's like, my parents have left the house, like, why don't you come over, have a cup of tea? And they're like, great, it's like, go back, you know, girl comes over, and they, you know, go upstairs, and things are starting to get, you know, interesting. And the mum walks in, and the girl whose house is, she's so embarrassed. And this, the date sort of just like runs, just wants to get out. So I get out of the house. She's like, this is so embarrassing. Goes down into the kitchen, and the whole family are standing there, you know, that situation. And then the family are like, oh no, stay. Here's some tea. Here's some cake. Like filling her with tea. And she's like feeling obliged. And then it all gets too much, and she decides to leave. And there's the front door, and you know there's like a porch and then another door, and she gets stuck in between the front door and this porch door, and she's like knocking on the door, no one can hear her. She's like, what is going on here? And you know, all the you cut to all the family playing charades, like not listening to knocking, and she's had so much tea that she needs the loo. And she has to pee into a pot plant. And the mum then walks in at that moment. Anyway, and now they're still together.
Oh.
Yeah, because they found it really cute and funny. The moral is, don't drink too much tea when you're on a date.
Genuinely not can't believe much. That's your favourite story.
Yeah, I think it's really cute.
I think we need to end the podcast.
Is that because we're staring at three different pop plots?
You can send in your dating stories and we'll make
it. Maybe I will.
Yeah.
Jesus. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. That's Badu, which we'll be featuring on pretty soon.
That was Natasha Briefel, Great name. Marketing director of Badoo. What did you think about the honesty angle?
I really like it. I'm going to join.
Yeah.
So that's where you can find me, listener.
Dear listener.
I'm just so intrigued because we need something to stop this kind of toxic, like we were saying, you know, throw away disposable dating thing and stop people from thinking, oh, I can go out with that person, have a great time, and then just ghost them. So I'm really interested to see where it'll go and if it'll work.
It just seems so cool. I do think it's a really great move they're doing it. And I think, I like the idea of apps adjusting to human behaviour around the apps originally.
Yeah.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Also, though, do you think we'll get sex?
I really fucking hope so.
Are you all right? You okay?
My vagina's just zipped up for the last time.
Okay, that's lovely. My name is BB Lynch.
I'm Miranda Kane.
I mean, zipped up?
Yeah.
Not even poppers?
Not even Velcro, mate.
Good Sex, Bad Sex was produced by Juliet Nichols for metro.co.uk. Sam dead.
Oh. Yeah, he's in the basement. You can get in touch with us on Twitter. Don't touch us on Twitter. That's a very different thing. At Good Sex Bad Sex with a triple X at the end.
Don't touch us on Twitter. There's your book. If you have a sexy question, a query, or anything you'd like us to cover on the podcast, please let us know. We'd love to hear from you. It's info@sexpod.co.uk.
And we will see you next week.
God willing.